Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me hold on. Let me hit the theme music. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Let me pump up the volume a little bit. Oh, wait, that's too loud. Okay, I think that's just right. Yo, what up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Land, the world, period, internet radio, whoever's listening. Oh, this is Brother B and Big Red. Another episode of the menu.
What's up, what's everyone? Good?
What's good, Red? What's the deal?
Just a little bummed out now. Just, I know everybody has heard Tommy from Martin has left us to
yeah,
I guess he's gonna have a job when he go where he's going, so we never find out what he did for a living, but rest in peace. Prayers going out to his fam. We missing, I said our people is going. We gotta get it together.
Yeah, man, make your peace. Make your peace. You know what was interesting? I didn't really see him in many roles, but he made his impact. He didn't have to be a star, a superstar, but you will not forget him. Like for
right,
those who watched Martin or seen him in his roles, like you will not forget who he was.
Right, because that was his main thing. But he was in a lot of other movies, like here or there. But that was like his main thing was that, because all of us watch Martin and all that other stuff. And then what's so funny? Even this newer generation, and they was stuck on Martin like glue. So so he made a big impact.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did, and you're not thinking, it kind of blindsided you because you're not really thinking about somebody like him passing on.
Right.
You don't expect people to live forever, but it's like, damn.
Right.
I didn't expect anything to happen to Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to Tommy? Like, how did that happen? I was like, wow.
Yep.
So, it's crazy, man. Once again, rest in peace to the brother. And, condolences to his family. So, we were supposed to be doing an interview tonight. And the person that we're interviewing has not shown up yet, to the show, or called in yet to the show.
Uh-huh.
So, with that being said, I guess we're going to have to freestyle a little something.
Okay.
And, I kind of don't want to, but then again, I do about this whole voting thing, an election.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, listen, everybody who's been keeping, up to date or up to speed with the Trump and the Hillary presidential race, and all the rhetoric that comes with it. Yeah, it's a circus. It makes this country and the people that live in it look weak and stupid.
Yeah, look like a joke.
Yeah, to other countries who really, really more about their business and serious what they do. I don't see how the voting system, and many people have, especially our people, that have died for the right to vote. I just find it interesting how, it's the whole situation has been being made a mockery of.
Mm-hmm.
And
Because if you think about it in other countries, you know, they doing like how, you know, like how it used to be. They fight, they, you know, some, they get killed if they try to go and vote or whatever. They get killed for it. And here we are taking, not us, you know, not us personally, but here are people that are, like you said, they're making a joke out of it. It's a, you know, the whole thing is a mockery. It's, you know, and it's sad that you have the, like, once again, the younger generation that's saying, oh, I don't want to vote, because even, you know, my own two children are saying, oh, what am I voting for? What am I? And that's the problem. It's like, I kind of see why they're saying it, but I'm trying to convince them and tell them that, listen, you guys have to have a voice. If you don't vote, your vote is your voice. But guess what? Why? How is your voice going to be heard if people are screaming? If people are screaming, how is your voice going to be heard?
Exactly. Exactly.
So they, you know, they feel it's a waste to even vote. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to even, you know, like, personally, I haven't watched any of the debates because, like I said, to me, it's like watching two children argue. Oh no, you say, oh no, yeah. What do you call me stupid? You stupid? You that's what it's like. And I don't want to watch that. I can see that in my own house if that's the case. I want, you know. If that's the case, I could just go in the room and just stand at the door and see that happening.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I don't want to see that with two people that are supposedly, you guys are about to, one of y'all are going to be running this country, and this is how you're acting like two children.
Well, you know what? I mean, it just goes to show you, even at the highest level, the dumbing down process, it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think either one of them are really concerned. The whole thing kind of feels like to me is like no one, they don't really care to run for president. It's just that somebody has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to have a new president. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all
right,
so, you know, just toss a coin and, you know, we'll see what we get from there.
Because
no one's really talking about the issues that concern us as so-called Americans. And that's the threats from other countries, you know, with their, you know, nuclear systems or, you know, their bombs or whatever they're saying. Like, Trump is so concerned about, you know, what, these terrorists and the Muslim population. And the Mexicans, listen, let me tell you something. There's threats from all over. And they don't have to be Muslim. And they don't have to be Mexican. They don't even have to be from another country. They can be from within our own.
Right.
But no one, neither one of them are addressing it, which is sad. Because now the people are just sitting back blinded and sheltered from what's really going on.
Right.
Because,
and
like,
that's
you said,
the racism thing going on. That's where you get the, you know, that's where you get that going on, because now it's like he's picking certain, you know, they're both picking out certain people. Oh, they're terrorists. Oh, these people are this. So now you're ensuing, like I said, a panic amongst the people. Because now when they these people are terrorists. Oh, these people are going to do. Oh, they're going to do. No, like, why are you doing that?
Exactly. Excuse me. Yeah, because, excuse me, I'm a little bit hoarse right now. But it's like just pointing your finger at people. Like, nobody, like, it's funny how, and if you look at the history of this country, no one wants to take accountability for the wrongdoings that they have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess they consider it, it wasn't wrongdoing for slavery. It wasn't wrongdoing for Xing these people out or not wanting these people in the country. It was just all about progression of, you know, America. Okay.
Right.
So, really, what about progression of the people that were here before you came here, just took the land, and decided to call it America?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because at one point, you know, the people of this country, after it was taken over, they didn't even want to unify themselves. They didn't even want to make a United States.
Right.
They kind of wanted to remain on their own. So my whole thing is, like, the history that you preach and teach, you know, is not 100%.
No.
So don't sit here and try to throw stones and you're in a glass house. makes no sense.
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, like I said, off of that topic. I also want to talk about, all right, me and you was kind of tripping over this earlier this week about the selective hearing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yeah. Women have more of that selective hearing than men. I got to be honest with you. I'm sure, like, you know what, sometimes you guys, you know, want to hear what you want to hear and see what you want to see instead of actually, you know, I'm not saying dudes don't do it, but I'm saying, you know, you guys kind of take the cake and run with it when it comes to that selective hearing.
I think between the lines sometimes, and you have to do that sometimes. With some people, you have to, you know, read between the lines. Because as I say, and we talk about all the time, sometimes you men don't communicate. You do guys don't talk. So we have to try and read between, you know, your actions or what you're doing or what sometimes with certain things that you're saying. So,
well,
I mean,
my thing is, what lines are you trying to read between? See, that's the problem. My thing is, What lines? Because so I think sometimes you guys create lines that aren't there.
Well, you're right. Some women do that. I'm not going to front and say that they don't, because they do. Because sometimes they're overlooking something, looking for some. My thing is, they're looking for something, or they're looking to try and catch you in something. I guess, lack of a better term, I guess you could say that. Yeah, they're looking to find something, and then sometimes they're going too deep into it. So I guess you.
Yeah,
could say
and I
that.
Wonder why. And I wonder why.
Well, listen. I don't know. Me personally, I've gotten to a point where I'm not going to try and, like, if I'm in a relationship and if the relationship is going pretty good, I'm not going to be looking or picking for nothing or looking for anything. I'm going to just play it by ear and let it go until you give me a reason for me to go that route with you. That's the only thing I can say. But I don't know why, you know, that's the only thing. Like, I can speak for myself in that term, you know. That's about it. But I don't know why. Like, somebody would.
Because sometimes y'all be troublemakers. Sometimes.
Troublemakers.
Sometimes y'all be troublemakers. Like, yo, listen, it can be all peace and everything all nice, and then next thing you know, somebody start acting, listen. Let your day be wrong, and then everybody else's day got to go wrong.
Well, that could go for anybody, though.
Nah, son, men don't do that. We don't be doing that. Maybe we're going to turn this into, like, battle of the sexes or something.
Are you kidding me?
Let's get to the call-in number, 347-324-3395. You are on with the menu. Brother B, Big Red. 347-324-3395. We're going to have to do a quick battle of sexes. Yeah, you'll be starting junk. You know what I'm saying? Too many times, dudes just be chilling. No. We in the house chilling or somewhere chilling. And next thing you know, either a phone call or you come in the house and then you start flipping. You just start flipping.
Okay, well, maybe something that happened outside that we start, but y'all men do the same thing.
You can't say it's just women that do that. Listen, then talk about it. Don't just come in the house and see me just sitting down, and then I don't like the way you sit down.
Wait, Brother B, yeah, talk
something.
About it. Half the time, I don't want to listen to nothing we have to say. What do you mean talk about it?
Because
are you kidding
you
me?
If you coming down Front Street with your car smoking, dude, just pull over. Nobody told you to keep driving. It's smoking for a reason. But nah, son, y'all just keep driving that car, keep driving it until the engine burn up. And if the car don't stop, you're still going to stay behind that motherfucking drive.
No, like I said, half the time y'all don't want to listen.
Not all.
And I'm not going to say all, but you don't want to listen. And then once again, you know what the problem with you guys is? Y'all think sex will alleviate everything. Sometimes that's not what we want. Because I've heard it too many times. Oh, I have a headache. Well, let's have some. Oh, I had a bad day. Oh, let's have some. No, I don't want to always do that all the time. I want to talk to you about what's going on or something happened outside and maybe I'm angry about. Yeah, I want to talk about it. But the first thing y'all go through is the sex part of it.
Well, we were, you know what? Not everybody, listen, sometimes we be wanting to talk. Sometimes we don't.
And
sometimes.
Well, that's why we come in the house angry, because we know it's going to be a company. It's going to be either one of them times. Either you want to talk or you don't. We know that. I'll come in the house and I'm going to start up and I'm going to start saying things until you give me attention or you tell me or you be like, hey, babe, what's going on? You know, sit down over here and let me know what's going on. No, y'all don't do that. Nope. Just get mad.
No, not always. Like I said, it depends on your delivery.
Okay, but if I'm mad, there's no other way that I can come at you if I'm mad already.
Okay, well, listen, now depending on what you're mad about, because I've been in numerous situations where, okay, you come in the house and you're mad, but the next thing you know, I'll try to help you out, then it's like you don't understand, and then it goes from you don't never listen. And you're not listening to what I'm saying. It's like, listen, I've heard what you say. I listened to what you're saying. But what you're saying and what I'm saying is not the same damn thing. But then you turn around and want to get mad. You're not listening. Listen, if you come in the house and you're talking about I had a rough day, and I was like, oh, baby, what's wrong? And you're like, oh, my boss, this, that, and the third, and my boss said this. And if I do not go along with what you say about your boss, if I go around the corner and say, oh, well, maybe your boss meant it like this, OMG, drama.
Okay, all right.
Drama.
Well, once again,
wait a minute. Oh, so you taking his side? You taking her side? No,
right,
no,
well,
I'm not
maybe,
taking
yeah.
side. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying, no, I'm not taking sides. And then once that happens, everything else shuts off. Everything
right, because
else
once
off.
Again, we don't want you to take sides. Well, no, we do want you to take our side because maybe you don't know my boss. I'm only telling you what because I work there. You don't know my boss. Maybe this boss does this all the time. Maybe this boss does whatever they do all the time. Maybe they've done it to other people. But I want you to say, baby, all right, you know what? Even if you think that the boss was right, even if you say, well, you know, did you think about it this way? You know, at least say, hey, baby, listen, all right, you know what? Let's not talk about the boss. You know what? Let me go run some water for you. Go take a bath. You know, I'll put some food on the table. I'll get the kids together, whatever. Maybe that's what maybe that's what we want sometimes. Maybe
so
we don't want you to judge. Just listen, and then after y'all get in the bed, and y'all, you know, and she's relaxed, then you say, well, listen, baby, you know, I think your boss might have meant it like this. Then you do, because you know, by that time, I'm calm, you done deal with everything that you had to do, you know. Then I'm in a calm
really?
Mode, and then maybe I'll think better.
Really?
Now.
So,
yep.
No. See, then you want to be patronized. You want to be patronized.
For a little while.
Oh, come on, man.
For a little while.
Come on, see? Because then we'll be accused. No. You want to be patronized. You want your ego stroke. And it's like, yo.
Okay,
you know,
well,
so,
y'all
been
the same
the
thing.
Middle,
I like y'all ego stroke all the time.
Yeah, but if we're in the middle of a serious conversation or debate, there's no time for stroking egos. See, that's the thing. I have to.
But it's
ask.
Not a debate. See, the thing is, you're saying it's a debate. It's not a debate. She's venting because she just came. She just came home. She had a bad day at work, the job, the boss got on her, or maybe even somebody at your job got on your nerves, or to ask you, or whatever you had to do. And if I'm coming home, I don't want you to judge at that time. I just want you to listen to me. And like I said, then instead of judging anything, you know what? Like I said, you just be like, all right, you know what? you know, just go calm down, go take a bath, go take a shower, you know, change your clothes. Let me go, you know, I'll get some dinner ready. I'll get the kids together so they don't bother you for a little while or whatever. And then later on in the night, then you guys talk about it. Because then by that time, I'm not hyped up. When you first come in the house, and I even do it here, even though it's my kids, but when I first come in the house, I'm hyped up off of whatever it is I came from outside or work or whatever. But then after I calm down a little bit, then I start to sit down and think, and I'm like, all right, now let me talk to them about whatever happened or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
but see,
I'm
now
saying?
That's, yeah, but that's selective. Because you got some women that come in the house and they just want to talk about it off the bat. Because then it's
okay.
Like they want to get into, or they want to call you and be like, oh, you know what happened today? And if you're not ready to listen at that time, at that moment, if you're not ready to engage
right, okay,
in that type of communication, then you're a problem. Oh, you don't want to listen to me? See, there's so many ways that it can go wrong.
Right,
that's why,
you're right.
Like, yo, like the Stone said, y'all never satisfied. Never satisfied, goddammit. Never satisfied. You
well,
can
okay,
go
I understand that, but I wouldn't. But my thing is if you know that your husband or your boyfriend or whoever, you know, and I'm not, so if he's not at home and he's at work himself or he's out taking care of business or whatever, and you calling him and you're telling him about certain things, okay, that's, you know, that's the wrong time to do that because you know he's not going to be listening at that time.
But still, so, we have to be multitaskers because the whole thing is, listen, it's happened before.
Mm.
I'm in the middle of something. I need to talk to you. Okay, what about? Oh, I hit my thumb and it's bleeding and it's going numb. What should I do? Go to the hospital.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I don't want to go to the hospital. You come with me. Wait. I'm at work. I can't do that. Oh, you don't want to come with me. You don't care about me. You don't care about nothing. You don't want to listen to me. Why did you
answer the phone? Well,
then
that's a self. Then you know what? Then
goes,
that's a selfish female. That's a woman that's selfish. Then that's a selfish type of female. Because if you tell me, well, babe, listen, go. You're gonna have to go to the hospital. I'm at work. I can't really. Now my thing is what you say. Now, if you say, well, listen, go on to the hospital. When I get off of work, I'll meet you there. I'll call you back when I get on my next break just to see how you're doing or whatever. Like I said, it depends. It's on how you engage with the whole thing also.
Yeah,
now, if you say,
I'm
well, listen,
sure.
I'll call you back later and, you know, let me see. I'll come to the, if you're still there at the hospital, the doctor, whatever, I'll come, you know, then that's different. That's a different, you know, that's a different situation. Then you won't get so much flack. Then she's like, oh, okay, well, he's at least going to come here after he get out of work. At least he listened to me. At least he knows that I'm here and I'm hurt and I'm not, you know, whatever the case is. But that's a
tough question. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's many different types out there. But like I said, when it gets down to that listening thing or the arguing thing, it's like, I mean, come on. You can't expect a dude to just be sitting down watching TV and the next thing you know, you bother him. Oh, we need to talk. Or talk about what? What you want to talk about? Even though you know we not, I need your attention. Well, dude, if you see that I'm doing something, like, could you wait?
But what are you doing? Watching TV? Okay.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Okay, and TV can wait. That's what DVR is for. Like, I can't say,
oh,
I'm going to tell you
man.
Like this. I'm the type of woman, let me tell you something. And I'm the type of woman, I don't like dudes that be so into sports that they ignore you. And I have had guys where I've talked to and they're so into basketball or football or whatever. And I may be talking to them on the phone, and they, like, totally ignoring them. I mean, like, yo, like, dog, if you want to watch the football game or baseball game or basketball game, watch it. But don't call me, and then you watching that, and then when I'm trying to talk to you, you're ignoring me. Then what are you calling me for? What's the purpose of you calling me at that time?
Yeah, okay, but if you know that we're engaged, in, like, if you know a dude love watching sports and stuff.
Please don't tell me what you're going to say. What I think you're
going to
say.
I don't know what you think I'm going to say. But
go
I'm
ahead.
Just saying
I'm just...
why Like, why do you do it? Like, why can't you just wait? Like, what's the problem?
But what is so important that you what is so important about that game that you can't stop and talk to me, or you can't stop as I'm asking you to do something for me, or if, just like you said, if I just want you to pay me some attention, because guess what? Like I said, when I'm laying in the bed and I'm tired because I done took care of the kids, I done did this, I done did that, I done went to work, whatever, and you want attention, so I'm supposed to wake up out my sleep, okay, and just, you know, all right, porno time. No. Now I'm tired. Or if I'm sitting there watching one of my shows, then you expect me to sit here, then it's, oh, well, I'm going out of here because she's watching her show. Oh, now you want to leave. When I'm watching my show, you want to leave.
Well, all right. Yeah, because your show, like a lot of women's shows, be weird. And then some of y'all get a little sentimental and start acting
okay,
up. Or
so,
then, oh, wait a
all
minute.
Right.
Oh, wait, whoa. Well, or then something is going to happen, and then a question is going to come up, and it's going to be like, oh, shit. See, I know I should have went to the next room. Because that's one of the main reasons why a lot of dudes may be breaking out, because you're going to change. Like, let you be watching something. What's that show, Being Mary Jane? OMG. You're sitting right there, and then something happens. Like, yo, why you guys do that? Like,
okay.
Like, I don't do that. Yes, see, and that's where the BSB starts.
Okay, wait a minute, wait. So now, all right, you say that. You say that, but guess what? You have women that will tell other women, oh, girl, when he be watching his football game, his basketball game, I sit right there with him, and I be trying to engage so I can know a little bit about the game. Now, they know they're not interested in the game, but they just want to know about it or try to act like they're interested because he's interested in it. And then there's, you have a lot of women that'll say, oh, well, if you sit there and you engage and act like you're interested in the game, it'll make the relationship. No, if I'm not interested in those things, I'm not interested in it. I'm not going to pretend if I'm not interested, because guess what? You're not going to be interested in anything I'm sitting down watching. Just like you said, if
listen,
I watch one of those, something on Lifetime or something, you're not going to sit down and watch it with me.
Okay, because you want us to be all sentimental and sappy, and sometimes
what's wrong with that? Okay,
like
so
that.
You want us to be all rough and rugged when it comes to the basketball and baseball and all that other stuff? You want us to sit there and
sometimes.
Oh yeah, that's my team, yo girl. We with the Lakers, and no. What if I don't want to be like that?
Listen, I don't expect, or I would not expect, woman to come and sit down and watch sports with me and, to get the whole gist of the game. You have some women that do it for their men because they want to sit down and spend that time or try to understand the game, but I'm not going to try and do that. I don't want you to try and do that. I just want you to be you.
Right, you're right.
That's that.
Right, you're right, but the thing is you have women that will tell other women to do that in order to keep the guy engaged or
listen,
to keep the tension.
Listen, you can't be listening to all your goddamn friends. Some of these chicks out here don't mean a damn good at all. So you can't be listening to new friends all the time. Especially, and that's another thing, why you chicks be listening to friends that ain't got no man or got a man that's shitting on them? What the hell? What are you listening to a chick? Yeah, girl, you better do this and do that. Wait, ain't your man cheating on you? Really? So what advice could you offer me if your man is cheating?
Right.
Or if your man ain't got no job and he's sitting home? Wait a minute, what advice? You need to throw him out, girl. Wait a minute, your man doing the same thing. See, this is the problem.
Guys
have been having this problem for years. Stop listening to the haters. Because some of them chicks be hating.
Well, I can't wait. I'm gonna defend a little bit of that because I'm one of those women that don't have a boy. I don't have a boyfriend or a man or nothing like that. But my thing is this: you keep saying stop listening to the haters, but guess what? The women that's telling the women certain things. Guess what? That's because the chick is calling you or calling you up and telling you all her problems. Oh, my man don't do this, and he doesn't do that. okay, so if he's not doing what you want him to do, or he's not doing things that he's supposed to do, what do you want me to do? Just sit on the phone and listen to you and don't have an opinion? No, I'm going to tell you, listen, if that was me, or if it was me, no, I wouldn't deal with that. But guess what? I stopped doing that because you know what? You tell them, if you don't want to deal with that, you better leave them alone or let them go or whatever. And guess what? The next week they with them. So you know what? I stopped doing that because if you're going to see it for yourself. And guess what? It's a lot of female friends that I have that when I used to tell them certain things, like I said, they call me up. I don't call them. They call me up. He's doing this and he's doing that. And it's but so much I can tell you. But guess what? Now they're seeing what I'm talking about. And they've gotten out of certain relationships because now they see what I was telling you months, years ago, but I guess you thought I was hating on you, I guess, or whatever. And it ain't got nothing to do with me not having no men. It's just that I'm not going to let nobody, the way y'all talking about these men are treating y'all, I'm not going to let nobody do that to me. Sorry, I'm not like that.
Yeah, you're not like that. But how many relationships and stuff has been dismantled and messed up because of what she was saying? Oh, my homegirl said, oh, she said, or this
girl
said, or my mama said, or my cousin said. And it's like, oh, whoa. Everybody's saying something. Like, you listen to everybody else, but what about talking to the source?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get, because not everybody's trying to give you good advice. Because some dudes, all right, we talk to other dudes. We may talk to our friends and stuff. But depending, the advice goes but so far. We'll listen to it because we just want to vent or we just want somebody to listen. But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, that's my bro and all that, but I got to handle my situation my way.
Right.
And that's just that. So go ahead.
All right, no, you go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, but it's just like nowadays, it's like, yo, it's, how you going to take advice from somebody that ain't even been through whatever? And this is something that men have been discussing this for years. Oh, her friend, oh, her sister, oh, this person told her this person told her that. And it's like the person turned around and they ain't got nothing going on for themselves, but they so busy telling you what to do and how to do it.
Right. I understand that, but sometimes, and like I said, sometimes people from the outside looking in can see certain things. And that's why, and like I said, I had a girlfriend, a friend of mine. I was like in my late 20s or something like that. And she was dealing with some guy, and she's telling me all this stuff about one incident. She told me the guy brought her a TV, she brought him a TV, and he was supposed to give her back the money, and he brought it on her credit card. And he never gave her back the money, amongst other things that he was doing to her. So me and her was on the phone one night, and I was like, well, listen, I said, well, I don't know what type of relationship y'all have. I said, but that don't sound, because he sounds like he's kind of controlling her. Something I said to her, and she was like, oh, well, you don't know because you don't have a man. I said, yeah, but I'm not calling you complaining about anything. You calling me. And that's not the first time I've heard that. And my thing is, that's my thing. You telling me about your problems, and then when I'm giving you my advice or what I would or wouldn't do, then it's like, but you don't have a man. Okay, you're right. I don't have a man. But guess what? I'm not sitting up here crying to you about anything. I'm not calling you every week and complaining to you. So guess what? So who has the better end of the stick? I'm good. Now, I don't know, but like you said, on the flip side of that, you do have women that are on that miserable tip, and just like you said, on that tip of their man is not doing what he's supposed to do, or they don't have no man at all, and they mad because the woman is in some type of relationship. Like you, once again, I had a friend of mine tell me, and this is when I was with my my older son's father. And I used to, vent to her about certain things I was doing. She told me, oh, well, at least you got a man. I'm listening to this girl like, are you listening to what I'm telling you?
No, she ain't listening.
Yeah, I said, did she just like, I was in shock when she said it. oh, well, at least you got a man. I said, yeah, but did you just hear what I just told you what I'm going through? But she didn't hear none of that. All she heard about is the part of me just having or him being around. So,
there's a big difference between relationship and companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't get it. Sometimes you have to focus more. It depends on what you want. If you want the companionship, then you let it be known. Because the companionship doesn't always have the weight or the expectations of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But some people want both. Like, one thing I noticed is when it comes down to stuff like that, we don't draw the line, or we don't do the, you know, like, this is the difference between this, this is the difference between that. Just
right.
Like, what's the real difference between being in a relationship or getting married? It's just paperwork.
Right, exactly.
Either way you were committed, now you're just committed on paper. That's all it is. Like, it's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you love the person any more than you did yesterday by getting married. It's the same thing. It's just paperwork. That's all it is. When it comes to the relationship and the companionship, relationship is two people want to come together to be one, you know, and do stuff together for, like, however long. Companionship is like, I just want somebody around.
Yep.
You know, somebody like the things that I like, we can hang out and this, that, and the third. But how many relationships out there that truly have the companionship?
None. Because everybody's always, they get into certain things for a reason. Like, they have a motive for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So
motive.
Well, I don't know what motive it could be. What expectations it could be. I mean, it's like, come on. Like, listen, the sex can only keep a person for so long. The physical aspect of it, it has to be more than that. And I don't base my relationship on the physical aspect. Because, like I said, after a while, that fades. There has to be more to it for you to keep a person. You know, looks and sex don't keep people. Some people may want to believe that, but that's the furthest from the truth. If you're real to yourself, now if you're superficial, then that's something else, you know.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know. People just they just do the things that they want to do, and that's the craziness about it. They just, you know, they do the things that, you know, do things to. You know, appease themselves instead of looking at the bigger picture of it. It's like you getting married or you being with this person, but you got to know why you want to be with this person.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to have that. You got to have something. You know, you got to have something more to it. It has to be something more to it. Companionship is, you know, would it be considered like when you get married to somebody, wouldn't that be considered like, that's going to be your companion also? Like,
yeah, but once again, it depends on the nature of your relationship, because a lot of people just go into it on some relationship. And I'm expecting you to love me, and I expect this vice versa, and what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours, and, you know, I'm on a mansion and a yacht, and this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But once again, are you two people that can actually coincide, coexist together? Can you, you know, are you friends?
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? Right, right. Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, companion is really on that, like, oh, that's my friend. You know, that's a friend right there. No matter what.
Right.
Like, it's above the sex. It's above, you know, physical expectations and certain things. It's a friendship. It's a bond. Like, some people don't get that. Like, listen, if me and you are in a relationship and you had an ex, but you guys were tight and, you know, you were, like, really friends, like, I'm not stressing that. Like me, I'm not feeling threatened by that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people will. And matter of fact, we got to do a topic on that.
Will.
Some people, yeah, be threatened by the ex, but you can't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know the level of what was going on. You know, you don't know the level of their companionship or their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everything has to be rooted in, like I said before, the sex. It could just be like, yo, we were friends. Because how
right.
many people can really say that? Like, me and my baby mama, we were not friends. We were not friends.
Right.
Because if we were friends, you know, a lot of the drama would not have happened.
Right,
but that's the thing. So if you're friends, if you're really like, yo, this is my friend, like somebody, you know, I talk to, we hang out.
Right,
this, that,
yeah.
And third, we don't never have to sleep in the same bed or nothing, but this is my friend right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a confidant, then it's different. It's a different type of relationship.
Right, yeah, because even just like you say, even when you guys, you know, even when you and the person are not together anymore, you guys can still communicate on a level.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys can still have some type of communication somewhere, but if you didn't have that friendship, then it's not, you know, because I say the same thing with, you know, my son's father, the same thing. We didn't have a friendship, and it's like he wanted to do that afterwards, but it's just like you don't know how to be that. Like, we can't, you know, talk to each other as friends, because what's going to happen is you're going to start getting, when I say certain things, you're going to get jealous, then you're going to get defensive, then you're going to, no, that if we're friends, that those things, whatever I say, shouldn't matter, because he even, you know, got to a point where he was like trying to, you know, talk to me about females that he was dealing with, and I'm like, I don't really, you know, I really don't want to hear, but I sat down, like, certain times I would sit down and listen to it, and then, I mean, he told me a situation one time, and the way he was saying it was like, he was saying certain things. I'm saying to myself, do he realize that me and him was in a relationship at one time?
Certain
things he was saying. And I'm saying to myself, he's talking like me and him wasn't in a relationship. So when you're saying certain things and certain things are clicking, I'm going to say my opinion or the experience that I'm going to put in the experience that me and you had, the same similar experience. I'm not going to say anything different because it's the same thing. But
yeah,
you couldn't understand that. You understand?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess he was trying to change. I guess he was trying to become a friend. That's why he was talking. Either that, or he thought he was making you jealous or something.
I don't know. Exactly.
But,
and that's my reason why. That's why I said no. We wouldn't be able to. We never could be able to be friends, because, like I said, when I was just trying to do that, it was like I said, it was, he was getting on the defensive, he doing this and want to try and insult me, and I'm like, oh no, And then just like you said, then you want to come at me with certain things, and it's like, what do you want me to say? Like, you know, I'm not going to be on your side, and I'm not going to say anything different, because what you're explaining to me is the same exact thing we went through.
Exactly.
So it's like, are you even thinking? But yeah, some people it don't work out. Like, some people you could be friends with them, and they, you know, but some people are just like, that ain't gonna work. That's not going to work. I don't know why they be trying.
Well, because the whole thing was, it's like you can't change the game in the ninth inning.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
You can't change the game in the ninth inning. It's just certain things that, you know, people wish they can do over, but you just can't.
Yeah, you can't.
And
Nope.
You know, so, like I said, once people start to learn the difference between the two and kind of let go of the ego just a little bit, then maybe, you know, we can, I guess, have some and how we communicate with one another as, you know, men and women.
Well,
because
that
was quite negative.
Well, listen. You don't know how hard I have tried. And it just, just, you know, it just don't, it don't, you know, just you be trying and it just don't happen that way. But hopefully with somebody it will, somebody.
Well, I
somebody got to make that change.
Well, listen, one thing I would suggest is that some women, because I know there's a lot of women out there that do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be careful what you read, because not everything
reading,
that
reading
you
like
read.
Reading like what? What do you mean by reading?
Some of these books, I've been looking at some of these books in the library, and of course I have to go back to it because I think it started something, and I have to go back to it. Not to pick on the man, because I do, you know, I do like him, but I think he just kind of went left when he did that Think Like a Man and Act Like a Woman book, that first one, because I think it was that book should not have been marketed to certain types of women. Like, you can't give a knife to a kid and say, here, go make a sandwich. Well, you can't give a butcher knife to a kid and say, here, go make a sandwich. Like, really? Like, did you really just give that butcher knife to the kid? The kid, damn butcher knife can't even fit in a mayonnaise jar. How you going to make a sandwich out of that? Like, yo, could you just imagine the wrong type of women that read that
book? Got a hold of that book,
and just
yeah.
took, and they just took it a totally different level.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different level. And it's like, yo, I'm like, why did you read that book? Oh, because it was, and Steve Harvey said it. No, Steve Harvey didn't say that. You're saying that. You're just trying to say Steve Harvey said it. Well, same thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. Uh-uh. See, and then they wanted to switch everything up and then be like, yeah, well, you know, blame it on Steve. I ain't blaming nothing. Listen, stop it. Just stop it.
No, I ain't blaming nothing on Steve. They took that book and just destroyed it, because, you know, I never got a chance to sit down and actually read it, but I mean, some of the stuff I'm going to say some of the things he was saying some of it was kind of like on, some of it was on point, like maybe one or two things, but just like you said, those one or two things that were on point, like so you have some women that over, like went above it. They went a little, you know, a little above it. I can't remember everything. I wish I could remember something from that book that he put out, but you know, they went a little above and beyond. I think it's the one where they would try to deal with men with like was it something about having sex with men or having sex with men and then, you know, not calling them the next day or something like that. I don't know if it was.
Yeah, well, see, I really didn't read. I didn't indulge in the book. I knew a couple of people that did. But they never really got descriptive because I really didn't want to hear it. But that right there, like, all right, there's certain things that we're made differently. You and I both know that. There's other people out there that know it and respect the fact that we're made differently. You can't be a man because you're a woman. And just like, you know, it's been said before on this show and other places, women are emotional. They can be emotional creatures. Okay. We are not.
Right.
So you can't try to change the nature of who you are by just reading a book. It's like, oh no, I'm gonna be like the Steve Harvey said this.
And you know what? I think a lot of women that read that book, were a lot of women that were in relationships having problems in their relationship, same ones that be calling us single women that don't have no man, calling us crying.
Exactly.
So they figure, oh, we don't have to call her no more. Let's read Steve Harvey's book and see how I can fix my relationship. And that shit just made their relationships worse.
Exactly.
I feel that book made a lot of their relationships worse.
Yeah, it did. Because they did the wrong damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
They did the wrong damn thing.
I really think
and
a lot
just,
of those women that read that book, that was the ones that was in bad relationships, or they didn't have no man at all and all that other stuff. So they figured, oh, let me read a book and see if I can catch a man. Yeah, all right, well, you keep reading books and think that's going to work. Not.
It's not going to work. Because that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how they say, you ain't about that life. You're not about
exactly.
That life. You ain't about that life. Stop trying to front. You ain't no dude. You ain't about that life. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't try to be something, you know what I'm saying, that you're not. So, you know, it is what it is, man. But, I don't know. Yeah. So this was quite interesting. I mean, once again, you know, we were supposed to do our Rise and Shine segment. Yeah, I got to bring that up to you. I'm sorry, Red. I just started working nights again, and I'm forgetting all my manners. So once I'm all over the place. I'm like grits on the floor. I'm just all over the place right now. Yo, to Big Red and, you know, everybody, here on the menu, we are very much a support of entrepreneurs, you know, business, you know, up-and-coming artists and, you know, people and things of that nature. So with that being said, we will start highlighting once a month people in their fields and, you know, them telling their story, whether it's entertainment, media, art, business. And, you know, you come on for the hour and you explain your situation, talk about yourself, and, you know, put yourself out there. And we'll be calling it Rise and Shine.
Nice.
Rise and Shine. Yeah, this is what we're going to do, Rise and Shine. We do an interview, like I said, you come out, because you got to rise and you got to get your shine on.
Mm-hmm.
So the menu will be opening up that platform, you know, once a month for some people who would like to, you know, put their business or their creativity or their art out there.
Okay.
And, you know, also the menu is also on Facebook. That's the menu Mind. Your, it's MINDURMENTAL, mental. And come on, you know, check it out. You know, like the page. I know I got to do some, you know, updating and more comments and questions and stuff. So, you know, like I said, we're moving forward and, you know, just I'm trying to get some new things for the new year coming up.
Yeah,
and,
you see that 2 years coming up already. Oh, my goodness. God.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's like I've been here and there mentally, and it's like we've already been on the air for a year since we've come back. Like, we've been on for a little over a year. So it's not like we did a little anniversary party or whatever, but we'll do one next year. You know, but in any event, yeah. We had to kind of go freestyle tonight, and starting next week, we'll be on Thursdays, you know, no more Wednesdays, we'll be on Thursdays.
Thursdays, okay.
And Thursdays. Thursdays is good. Works for me. Whatever works for you. Works for you?
Yeah, works for me.
Okay.
Works
good.
For
that's
me.
A, you know, so, but yeah, man, I mean, you know, with all that, I want to thank everybody for, you know, chiming in, you know, listening and calling and just the support in general, you know, from the first time the menu aired back in, 2013, and then took a little break and, you know, came back and, you know, just trying to keep it consistent and stay on top of things, man. You know, hopefully in a few years we can be on cable, be the Black Bill Maher, and I guess
the Black Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher, and
man,
I guess you'd be like
Winfrey,
the Black, you'd be like the Big Red Oprah, like Oprah together,
Oprah.
So, something like that. Yeah, Big Red Opal. So
Big Red Opal.
Yeah, Big Red Opal. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I mean, you know, like I said, it's always a pleasure. And
yes,
next
sir.
Week we'll come back with a very interesting topic. I think maybe we should do a topic on exes. We should do a topic on, you know, do you still communicate with
your ex?
You know, why? Yeah. Do you still communicate with your ex? Because you know what? Really, when you really think about it, is it your ex or is it your friend?
Or is it just your friend?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you guys are friends, okay, you used to date, but yet you ended off on a good note and you're friends. Like, is there a problem just because you used to date? Like, we gotta talk about that.
Yeah, that sounds like
something to talk about. Yeah. So
there's a lot of entities to that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you're gonna have a lot to say about that too.
Yeah, it's a lot of entities to that. So, yeah, we definitely can get on that subject.
Oh, no doubt. So on that note, like I said, once again, we apologize. You know, people who were supposed to do the interview on did not show a call in, but you know, hope all is well, and you know, copacetic with them. And I guess that's another one in the can.
In the garbage can.
Look at this, dog. You're throwing in the garbage already, see? That's that woman stuff, man. Just chucking it
in the
side.
Garbage.
You know what I'm saying? Just throwing stuff in the garbage. So, yeah, man. So, thank you, everybody, for listening or soon to be listening. And
yes,
we'll catch it with you 8:30 next week on Thursday. All right, y'all. All right, Red.
Okay, Brother B.
All right, man, holla. Have a good night.
I'll holla. Okay, later. All right, later.